Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Kais of Baruch Hu es Bnei Yisrael. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Nasai, which is the 12th day of the month of Sivan, in the year Tav Shin Lamed Aleph, which is exactly 54 years ago. So the verse in this week's Torah portion says, Kais of Baruch Hu es Bnei Yisrael, so you should bless the Jewish people. And the verse continues on, what's the blessing? Yisa Hashem ponav eilecha, Hashem should elevate his face to you, the yaseim lecha shalom, he should give you the gift of peace. So Chazal tell us that the angels, the holy angels said to Hashem, God, it says in the Torah, lo yisa ponim, that you don't take briberies. And now you're picking up your face to the Jewish people because it says Yisra Hashem Panim Elecha. You're showing your face to them. So Hashem says to the angel, he says, how is it possible that I'm not going to show them favoritism? Because it says in the Torah, V'achalta, you're going to eat. V'savata, you're going to be satiated. Or V'irachta, you're going to bless Hashem. So therefore, in order to make the blessing, you need to be satiated. But however, they are very, very specific that even if they eat a small amount, the size of an olive or the size of an egg, nevertheless, they go ahead and they bless. So the Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah asks a simple question based on the Chassidic discourse called Kais of Baruch Hu, and he asks, what's the connection between the two? Because the Jewish people are very, very specific, and even if they eat something the size of an olive or the size of an egg, that's why Hashem is going to elevate the face. What's the connection between the two? That's the question Alter Rebbe asks. Also, references we have to understand, the fact is that what is the literal meaning of the verse? That Yisa, it's going to be an elevation. So what does it mean we're elevating the face? It knows that Hashem's face is going to be elevated. What does that mean practically? And also, what is the connection to the end of the verse where it says, V'yasim lecha shalom, Hashem is going to give the idea, the gift of peace. So the Alter in Likutei Torah, he explains as follows. What does it mean when we say ponim, the face? So the Alter explains and he says, Panim means Seder Hishtalshlos. What does Seder Hishtalshlos means? The way things flow down in a natural order, the way Hashem designed the flow of nature. Practically speaking, in the spherot, because you know there's the way things go down from world to world, from one sphere to the next. So one thing goes based, there's a process of the transformation of the way the energy flows, which basically is also the concept of the oiros and the kalim, the light in the vessels. So panim means the face, the image of the spherot with the lights and the vessels. The same thing also down here, practically. What does that mean practically, that when there's a flow? That's the flow of, in Hebrew it's called Medida V'Hagbala, where everything is calculated. You do what you're supposed to, when you're supposed to, how you're supposed to, and nothing more, nothing less. In other words, like the way it says in Kabbalah, Isarus Latata, Isarus Laila, which means the way we operate based on the operation of doing what we're supposed to in a finite matter, that's the type of energy we draw down to ourselves. Like the expression that says, "B'midash adam moided ba moiden loy." The way you behave, that's the way Hashem behaves to you. And like the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Chabad Rebbe explains that the reason why it's called in the revealed teachings of the Talmud, it's called, in the way a person behaves, that's the way they measure to him. So that's in the Talmudic expression. The way you behave, that's the way Hashem behaves to you. But that's in the Talmud. But in the Zohar, the expression is Isarusa de la Tata, Isarusa de la Ela, which basically means the same idea, that whatever you put in, that's what you're going to get out. Or another expression in the Zohar, that Ruach, I see Ruach, V'ayim Shech Ruach, the energy, the spirit that you put in, that's the spirit that you cause to come down. So the same thing also, when things flow down, they come down in a finite level, they come, there's a light, there's a vessel, and everything fits perfectly. And like the Rebbe says, like to explain many, many places, that all the mitzvot, all the 613 commandments have a medida and hagbala, they have a measurement. They're constrained to a certain time, to a certain size. There's a finite structure to every single mitzvah. And when we do that mitzvah, what we draw down, that Hashem fulfills whatever the soul needs in the body. So you do a mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah may be, the finite mitzvah, that's the energy you get back from Hashem. And this general idea, when the flow comes down, so it's called, in spiritual terms, it's called achila. It's called eating. What does that mean, eating? Just like you eat physically, so you get nourished. The same thing also, we eat spiritually. Hashem brings down a light from on high that allows us to have our spiritual energy. And like we know, it says clearly, v'shachanti b'soicham, Hashem says, when you do a mitzvah, I will dwell amongst you, which means into every single person individually based on what the person needs. And that is in the human being. But the same thing applies into the world, which means that when we go ahead and do the mitzvot, obviously on a finite level that we're discussing till now, so then we draw in that there should be a dear Elohim Yisburach with the Tainim. Hashem dwells down in this world. And like the Baal Shem Tov teaches a very, very powerful teaching based on the verse where it says in Psalms, it says like this, V'ata Kadosh, the literal translation, you holy, Yoshef Tehilois, Yisrael, sitting and praising the Jewish people. So the Baal Shem Tov teaches it totally differently. He says like this, the Ata, you, what is you referring to? Because you, Hashem, you're totally Kaddish and Mubdul. Hashem is holy, Hashem is way higher and way loftier than anything of us, but Hashem is Yoshef. And as he comes down in a way, the way he's sitting, and an internalized way, how does Hashem come? This infinite Hashem, how does he get internalized with us? That happens what? By the Tehillas Yisrael, by the praise that the Jewish people pray, that's what causes the infinite part of Hashem to come down into this world. So the general idea for this energy that comes down to the world is called what? Achila, eating. And because by doing our part and the energy comes in, that's where you create a bond with God into this world. And the same thing also applies in our service of Hashem. Like it says clearly in the Torah, V'yachalta, you're going to eat. V'savata, you're going to be satiated. And V'rachten, you're going to bless Hashem. What does that mean? When you're going to eat in a way that you're satisfied, which means obviously the proper shear, the proper dimension, or like, you know, if you want to be, you know, totally satiated, but you're fully satiated, what does that mean practically on a spiritual level? That's basically when we serve Hashem with the love. But when we love Hashem, like it says in the Shema, V'yafta Hashem Elokecha, or like it says in the second part of Shema, B'chol Levavcha, we love Hashem with our whole heart, the godly soul and the animal soul, B'chol Nafshecha with our whole soul. And when we do that, when we love Hashem, we draw down Panim, the face of Hashem, which we've explained already, is all the Seder Shalshalas, and that comes down based on our spiritual work, based on the level of the love. In other words, based on our work, which means with savata, in a finite way, so it's the same thing also, we draw down, obviously, finite energy. Now, so what did we learn till now? What does panim mean? Panim means seder hishtalshlus, the way things flow from one level to the next. When we do our part, based on what they're explaining, according to Nigla, based on the measurement, based on chsidut, where it says the sustal tata, when we do our part of serving Hashem with love, that's the energy that we receive back for Hashem, and that creates the complete face. However, the Rebbe says, that's all the face. In other words, you're drawing down in a finite level. In other words, light that fits the vessel. But what does it mean? Yisa Hashem, in the blessing, it says, Yisa Hashem panav. Hashem is going to elevate the face. What does that mean? Now it's a whole different level. You're bringing down from above the level of Ishtalshalas. And above finite levels, above the measuring stick, above calculations. So Yisa Hashem, just like Panim is finite and it's limited based on the energy, Yisa Hashem is when you reach the highest level. Now, in order to reach the infinite level, reach places where you're going to bring in infinite blessings, that happens when, even though technically in order to make the blessing, you say, listen, you have to eat, I'm not full, I don't have to make a blessing yet. No, but we ate the size of an olive, we ate something, we are going to head and thank Hashem, but you don't have to. You're right, I don't have to. Because when we do our work, which means we don't make calculations, because we're not commanded, it has to be v'savata, that's called we're serving Hashem, not b'chol levavcha, or b'chol nafshecha, we learned before, but we're serving Hashem b'chol ma'itcha, with our whole might, which means we are dedicated to Hashem, we ate something, we're grateful. Do we have to make the blessing? We don't have to make the blessing, we do it anyway. Now, so even though we're getting this fine, infinite blessing that's coming down by serving Hashem without limits, but since we're living in a finite world, so this energy that comes into the world above nature comes through the level of Panim, through the level of a Seder Shalshalas. And that's why it says, Yisa Hashem, the elevating, which means infinite, Panav, because it comes through Seder HaShalshalos. In other words, what we're drawing is from a higher level of the face. And it was higher than all the calculations, higher of light and vessels, but it comes through the level of the face, which means, again, Seder HaShalshalos, and therefore, how do we achieve it? We achieve it, again, like through the idea of eating. But what type of eating? An eating which we said that we're specific, that even though it's only a small amount, nevertheless, we're going ahead and we're going to make the blessings. What does that mean practically? Why would someone go ahead and make a blessing if he doesn't have to? Say, listen, I'm not full. I don't have to do it. And the Rebbe says, that's because we serve Hashem, and here's the key word we talk about a lot in mysticism. We serve Hashem, I'll say it in Hebrew, I'll translate it, with bittul. Bittul means acceptance. It's not about the ego, I am full, I'm not full, acceptance. I like that, like the it's brought down in the Zohar says that an olive is like a letter yud. And what we know, the letter yud is bittul, is acceptance. And you even see by the shape of the letter yud, because the yud is like the smallest letter, it's like a dot. In other words, what's the essence of the yud? What's the essence of the Jew? Is bittul, acceptance. And like the author explains in Shaar Yichud V'Emunah, that the shape of a letter represents what the letter is. And that's the idea that we're specific, even if we eat like the size of a zayis, an olive. And like we just learned, a zayis is obviously the idea of a letter yud, which means practically, what does it mean we eat like an olive? It means we serve Hashem with bittul, with acceptance. Or like, for example, it says kadoshu, if the holy, what does it mean holy? That we sanctify ourselves with things which are permissible to us. So even though something is permissible, but nevertheless we're sanctifying Hashem. So when a person serves Hashem on that level, in the level of acceptance, and you don't make calculations, you bring in from the higher level of above Seder Hishtalshlus. And Rebbe says, we'll understand this based on what's brought down in a different Chassidic discourse. The Rebbe makes reference to the Chassidic discourse of Sisach HaShvuot, which is based on the Chassidic discourse of the Alter Rebbe, which is also called the Sisach HaShvuot, and specifically of the Alter Rebbe which he said after Yom Kippur in the year Tav Kuf Samach Beis, which is printed with all the footnotes of the Tzemach Tzedek. So he explains the revolutionary idea that took place when God gave us the Torah, Matan Torah, versus the Torah that we had before Matan Torah. Why? Because we know the fact is, even before Matan Torah, Abraham observed the whole Torah, even before it was given. And the same thing also, not only Abraham, all the other patriarchs. And like it's brought down in Chassidus, not only the patriarchs, but even Mr. Shelach and Noach, they also observed the Torah. But the fact is, so if that's the case, what was the whole revolutionary there? God gave the Torah? Because on Shavuos, what was revolutionized, that the Torah received from Hashem was a gift. And when you receive the gift, you can't compare. Because when someone gives a gift, he gives it fully. And that's why it says, you should make the holiday, in reference to the Shavuot, it says, V'asisi, you're going to make the holiday of Shavuot. So the verse says, V'asisi chak Shavuot la'Hashem alakecha, misas nidvas yadcha. In other words, what does that word mean? When you do the spiritual work of Mem Samach Saf Misas, which is basically not making any calculations. In Hebrew it's called Lemevater. You know, so you're not making calculations. Whatever needs to be done, you do it. So then when you do it in the level of without any calculations, you draw in from the level of Keter, which is from a place of also no calculations. So when you behave in no calculations, which is again reference to Shavuot, then you receive all the blessings without calculations. And then you have a Chag. Then you have a Yontiv, which basically, what's a Yontiv? Yontiv is Keter. And because basically the Keter becomes on top of Hashem Elokecha. And the same thing also when a person is very, very specific, and which means that you know you're careful, even for a small thing, you don't have to, you do it anyway, which like we said, it's the avoid of a bittul acceptance, which means without making any issues, then you reach from the highest levels, you reach from the level of faith, which is basically what above Ishtal shows. But now there's just 1 second. If we're saying that when we do our part without making calculations, Hashem gives us without calculations infinite, how can we receive it? We're finite. And it was, even though, yes, we're careful and we don't make any calculations, and even on a small amount, like an olive, which is bit, and we're bitul, etc., and we receive from the level of Yisra Shampanim, but how can we receive it? How do we have the vessels to receive infinite blessings? Shabbat says, over here, that's why the verse says, V'yaseim lecha shalom. God is going to give us peace. What's peace? Peace, the Rebbe says, is Torah. Why? Because the verse says, Hashem oiz l'ama yitein. Hashem gives strength to the Jewish people. What is the real strength? What's the strength? What's the power? What's the power that we have to receive the infinite blessings? So we know the real power, what's the real power is Torah. That Hashem is going to bless us with peace. And we know that that Hashem did not find no greater vessel that can hold and receive the blessing from the Jewish people but peace. And like it's brought down in the Sefri at length, how peace impacts the whole world. And so peace has the power to impact the world. And the same thing also applies to Torah, because we know the whole reason why Torah was given, this is a powerful statement, the whole reason why Torah was given was to bring peace to the world. Because when we have the peace, we'll have the vessel to receive the infinite blessings. And that's why it says, V'yasim l'cha shalom, God will give us peace. In other words, when a person learns Torah, which we know Torah again is the idea of peace, we will have the power to receive this powerful energy, which is basically the infinite blessings, above the level of Panim and above the level of Seder Shalshlis. And like when we have peace, then we have everything. And like Rashi says, that peace aces it all. Peace, when you have peace, it's literally everything. And the Rebbe finishes off, what's the greatest everything? We're going to have that the Kol Gadol Yeshuva Hena, the whole Jewish people are going to return to Eretz Yisrael with Bebiyas Mashiach Tzidkenu, with the coming of Mashiach. Here we have another beautiful, powerful teaching of the Rebbe about the ability to receive the greatest blessings. And we receive it with acceptance, not making any calculations, and to receive the blessing, obviously, we need to have the gift of peace. And obviously, one of the greatest ways to have peace, like the Rebbe says, is through Torah. So let's hope and pray, like the Rebbe finishes off, we're all going to return to Eretz Yisrael, and next class will be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.